6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Welcome back as we continue to break down the jailhouse calls between Stefan Stearns and his parents. Stefan is accused of being the murderer of Madeline Soto and also the abuser as well. He's charged with child exploitation. He's a monster for all intents and purposes. In this call, we're going to hear something new. The official news that prosecutors are seeking the death penalty. The way Stefan relays this to his parents is, again, very startlingly calm. He says he feels peaceful, serene. His parents, on the other hand, are barely holding it together. His mom starts cooking dinner midway through the conversation, not out of indifference, but because people in trauma often go back to routine to keep from falling apart, and you can't blame them. It's not just a phone call about charges. It's a phone call about the possibility of losing your son forever, not to prison, but to death row. And rightfully so in a case like this. And yet they all tiptoe around the horror of it. While you're listening, give me your thoughts in the comments on YouTube. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any of these calls and our coverage on this case. Let's take a listen.
Hey there. Is this a good time?
Yeah. I tried to get the call the first time, and it just disconnected us, so I don't know.
When it goes to voicemail, it just auto-refuses.
No, it didn't go to voicemail. I was trying to pick it up. So.
Okay. Are you at home?
Yes. Why?
Oh, I was just wondering if you were around, if both of you guys were there.
We're both here.
All right. So did you hear from my attorney yet?
Yes.
Okay, so you got the news then that they filed this morning to seek the death penalty?
Yeah.
How are you guys holding up?
Well, we're just waiting for this to play out, so, you know.
Yeah.
So, Debbie, your mother said that you were officially charged with murder. I didn't know about seeking the death penalty. I didn't hear that.
Yeah, well, it was always a possibility. And the level they charged me at, obviously, you know, if they seek it, there's a good chance that they can get it. So, at 10 o'clock this morning, they officially filed for intent to seek death.
Hmm.
Well, it won't happen for a long time, according to your attorney, if at all. And from what we heard, your judge does not like the death penalty. He thinks it's too lenient, and he would rather have you in jail for the rest of your freaking life.
Oh, wonderful.
I hate to say it, but I'd rather have you on death row because you're in more seclusion and you're not really with the bulk of the population of the people.
Well, I hate to say it, but I'd rather be on death row, too, because I agree with them. It's a much easier way out.
Yep.
I'd rather, you know...
And like she said, there'll be appeal after appeal after appeal, and...
Yeah, she said it could take up to 25 years for them to finally get around to executing me if I'm found guilty.
Yeah, and by that time, you might welcome it, but we won't be here to see it.
by that time, it's about all I've got in me to serve anyway, so.
Yeah.
I'll see what the point is.
Back
in seclusion.
They said they put you back in seclusion?
Well, I've been in seclusion this whole time.
Well, that you're going to stay there or something? So I don't know. A lot of misinformation.
Yeah, well, I'm still in isolation, yes. I'm still in medical, although they moved me to a different cell here in medical. But this one has a bed, at least, or I should say a platform to put my mat on. But, you know, I'll be moved again because eventually they're going to need this cell back. Because it's got a restraint.
Any word on the books?
No. Were you able to follow up with the mailroom on Monday?
Well, we tracked the order and it was delivered to Seminole, so we know it was delivered.
Yeah.
I don't know how to get a hold of anybody.
Oh, okay. You can't call the facility here and have to be transferred to the mailroom or something?
I don't know. They have a mailroom there. I guess I can call.
The mailroom is at a central distributing place.
Yeah, but they have to have a delivery. They have to have a delivery depot there to accept the mail.
Okay, sort everything so. And send it to the proper people.
Yeah, I'll try again tomorrow.
Okay. But,
all right.
So, yeah, I got the news earlier and told my attorney that I'd try to call you this evening, but you guys should hear it from her before you hear it from the news in case I can't get a hold of you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, we're expecting
a
little bit of blowback from that.
Yeah, I'm sure there's going to be a little bit of ruckus and some people getting riled up. And
I'm cooking ravioli today. Sorry, I caught me in the middle of cooking here, so I'm going to walk out to the kitchen.
No worries. I guess I took the news pretty well, though.
Well, okay, that's good.
I'm just remarkably calm about everything. I had this overwhelming sense of peace and serenity, and I don't know, maybe that will change, maybe it won't, I don't know. I'm just, weird as it sounds.
For some reason, you thought that we were right around the corner, I guess, you know, less than an hour from Orlando, and I said, we're 3 hours.
Our understanding and impression is that you didn't do this, so why do you feel at peace and serenity with it?
I don't know. I guess whatever happens, I don't know.
Are you going to be accepted? Going to be the fall guy for this? Is that the deal?
Well, I think between that and the prospect of spending the rest of my natural life in a very miserable place before I eventually die alone with no one to care about me or give a shit that I've passed on, I don't know. I think...
Well, I think whoever's involved in this needs to have justice served on them. I mean... If you're not part of this, then you know let's get that cleared up. It's not for you, for the family.
I'm pretty positive that this was all an accident. I'm not sure that any one person is to blame. Maybe no one's to blame, or maybe everyone's to blame a little bit. I'm not sure, but honestly, there's no grand conspiracy here to hurt her.
Were you awake when she sent her into the room with you?
Yeah.
And she was fine when she came into your room? What time at night was that?
Maybe 11-ish or so, I'm not sure.
Okay, so she was fine, so what happened between 11 and whenever you found her?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, if you when you say you were out of the room for what length of time were you out of the room?
No.
15 minutes?
No. I mean, I left the room a couple of times. The first time I left to go to the bathroom, and second time I was out of the room for maybe a couple hours or so, maybe more. I'm not sure.
Oh, okay. Well, that was plenty of time for the one-armed man to do it.
Well, you know, without getting into too much detail, she was acting kind of weird before she went to sleep, so I don't know what was going on there. But,
acting weird, like having difficulty?
Just strange behavior, acting loopy.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm not sure.
Has she been drunk?
I have. I can't get into too many details just because I don't want to hurt my case, but I have some suspicions in that regard. Whether it was given to her by anyone or whether she helped herself, there are reasons to believe she may have done that as well.
But
I can't.
Okay.
Obviously can't get into too much detail because,
no,
you know,
I know.
Case, and you know, my attorney will, you know, tear my throat out with her bare teeth if I flap my lips too much.
Okay.
Well, you wouldn't be flapping them to her.
I'm giving notes to her. One of the social workers whose specialty is dealing with people who are looking at the death penalty. She'll be here Monday, so I'll pass some more notes through her to my attorney Alicia, and I guess some more lawyers are going to be hopping on board at this point. There's going to be a whole team working on this. But
one more attorney.
It's going to be an all hands on deck kind of thing.
Well, I had a long conversation with him today, so there's some things that cannot be passed off as you didn't do it. As you know, there's too much evidence to it. But I told them, I said, you're still my son and I don't hate you. And I do not believe in my heart, I do not believe that you killed that child. You loved her too much and she loved you. And I just don't think it happened that way. So, if it was an accident.
We had a lot of wonderful plans for the week, and we were all looking forward to it, and we were all very happy to be reunited. It had been months since we'd all seen each other, and there's no reason that I would have given all of that up for literally no reason to hurt her and trade it all in for this.
No, there isn't. But there's jealousy on the other side, too. I mean, if she told you, I hope you don't leave me for my daughter, that tells me that she was thinking about that for a while.
Well, it half soaking me, but, you know. It's just one of those things. Again, I don't want to go into too much detail, but there's a lot of shit going on, you know?
Yes, I do. I have nightmares imagining what you're living right now.
I'm okay.
And
it sucks. It's just a terrible place, and I've heard other inmates in the cell next to me talking about it, you know, those that have been in and out of correctional institutions their whole lives, and they say of all the county jails they've been to, this one is by far the worst.
Well, actually Rebecca said that today too. She said they are much more paranoid and they're stricter than they would have been in Orange County.
Yeah, they don't regard your rights as being as too important here either. They don't treat you like a human being. They're very antagonistic here as well. And mental health can hold you in these cells in isolation against your will for as long as they want to under the guise of self-harm protocols.
Uh-huh.
Even if you qualify for bail or bond, they can just keep holding you here and not let you walk free until they're quote-unquote, decide you're not a danger to yourself, and they can decide that for whatever reason they dream up.
Yeah.
It's all very, very, really murky.
Yeah, the whole thing is murky right now.
Yeah, a lot of people lose their minds in this place.
Well, I could see that happening.
Yeah, and, you know, I hear and see people that go into these isolation cells. I come in and they start losing it completely and breaking down after 2 or 3 days.
Well, you're stronger than that.
Yep, I've been in here for over 3 months now in isolation, and I've never once lost it like that, so.
But you know what? Truth be told, you've never been one that needed to have people around you.
No.
You didn't need it. It's nice to have them, but you don't need it.
You know, it's just...
Yeah.
I just keep telling myself that there are people that have survived worse than this, and this is not going to kill me, and this is not going to break me.
Okay. Don't let it.
No, I won't. I'm determined not to.
Know that we're here.
And I keep telling myself.
I understand that if we can get this car sold, where we can get some money for your account there, I understand that you can actually, like, maybe pay $5 to see a movie or something on those tablets.
I don't know about
it's like
that.
I don't know if it's a penny a word or what it is with the text messages, but you have to keep them brief.
Okay.
Hey, while I'm thinking of it, can you, that smart connections or communications, can you send your passwords for some of your accounts, especially Spotify, because I keep getting billed for monthly for Spotify?
There's the 1 minute number. I can try to pass those along to you.
Give them to your attorney and have her do it.
If nothing else, I'll give them to the social worker on Monday. But I keep telling myself every day, repeating this mantra, you know, patience and faith, patience and faith. I just have to have patience and faith.
Yes, you do.
And I keep praying to God for deliverance, and I just have this overwhelming sense of serenity, and I hope that's his way of telling me it's all going to be okay. Even if not,
regardless. What it is, Stefan, it's his way of letting you know that regardless of what happens on Earth, you've asked for forgiveness, he's forgiven you, and you're not going to be penalized further.
I'll try to call you back in 15 minutes, but if you don't hear from me, I'll call back for the next couple of days.
Okay. Love you.
Love you, too. Bye.
What did you get out of that one? Tell me in the comments section on YouTube. Stefan's claim of serenity here might sound spiritual, but also fits a familiar psychological profile, which some experts call detachment under threat. What does that mean? Exactly what it sounds like. He's able to completely remove himself mentally from the situation because the ultimate threat he is facing is, in fact, death. The mind can do amazing things when faced with that prospect. His parents, meanwhile, start asking sharper questions. There's a moment where his mom says, "You were forced into this, weren't you?" It's speculation, yes, but it's also the grasping for innocence, a line of a possibility in a sea of doubt. Something else must be at play here. Trying to wrap your mind around that your son is charged with what he's charged with, and the hard evidence that exists of what he did with that little girl is staring you in the face. There is no negotiating that. There's no real answers on this call, only fear, grief, and the growing awareness that there might not be a future, at least not the one they had imagined for their son. Tell me what you think in the comments section on YouTube, and be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss our continuing coverage on this case and many others. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast. She was a doting mother, the kind who baked cookies, made the best homemade Halloween costumes, and never missed a PTA meeting. The perfect mom. Until the police found something buried in the backyard. A secret she kept for years. A secret she thought would never come to light. The neighbors gasped. Not her. She's so nice. But people forget. Monsters don't always look like monsters. Some wear aprons, some tuck their kids in at night, and some hide their darkest deeds in places they think no one will ever look. If only someone had heard the warning signs, had recognized the patterns from an eerily similar case on Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. If they had only subscribed to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, they could have listened ad-free before anyone else and saved themselves from baking cookies with a serial killer. Instead, well, they won't be RSVP to this year's PTA meeting. Subscribe now to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Six months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. 6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. 6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.